The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. Life comes from life. The First Morning Walk. Recorded on April 18, 1973, in Cheboygan Hills Park, Los Angeles. Srila Prabhupada is accompanied by Dr. Todam Damodar Singh, Karandar Das Adhikari, Brahmananda Swami, and other students. Life on other planets. Srila Prabhupada. Even on the sun and moon, there are living entities. What is the opinion of the scientists? Dr. Singh. They say there is no life there. Srila Prabhupada. That is nonsense. There is life there. Dr. Singh. They say there is no life on the moon because they did not find any there. Srila Prabhupada. Why do they believe that? The moon planet is covered with dust, but within the dust the living entities can live. Every atmosphere is suitable for life, any atmosphere. Therefore, the Vedas describe the living entities as sarvagata, which means, quote, existing in all circumstances, end quote. The living entity is not material. Although encaged in a material body, he is not material. But when we speak of different atmospheres, we refer to different material conditions. Karandar. They say that the moon's atmosphere is unsuitable for life, but all they can legitimately say is that it is unsuitable for life as they know it. Srila Prabhupada. The Vedas say that the living entity has no connection with material things. He cannot be burned, cut, dried up, or moistened. This is discussed in Bhagavad Gita. Dr. Singh, scientists extend their knowledge about life on this planet, thinking that it must apply to life on other planets also. Srila Prabhupada, yes, they are thinking foremost of their own selves. They are thinking limitedly in terms of their own circumstances. This is what we call, quote, Dr. Frog's philosophy, end quote. Laughter. Once there was a frog in a well, and when a friend informed him of the existence of the Atlantic Ocean, he asked the friend, quote, oh, what is this Atlantic Ocean? End quote. Quote, it is a vast body of water, end quote, his friend replied. Quote, how vast? Is it twice the size of this well? End quote. Quote, oh, no. Much, much larger, end quote, his friend replied. Quote, how much larger? 10 times the size, end quote. In this way, the frog went on calculating. But what is the possibility of ever understanding the vastness of the great ocean in this way? Our faculties, our experience, and our powers of speculation are always limited. The speculations of the scientists only give rise to such frog philosophy. Karandar. The basis of what they call, quote, scientific integrity, end quote, is that they talk only about what they can directly experience. Srila Prabhupada. You may talk about your experience, and I may talk about my experience, but why should I accept your experience? You may be a fool, so why should I also become a fool? You may be a frog, but suppose I am a whale. Why should I take your well as all in all? You have your method of acquiring scientific knowledge, and I have mine. Dr. Singh, because the scientists haven't detected any water on the surface of the moon, they've concluded that no life could survive there. Srila Prabhupada, they haven't seen the whole surface of the moon. Suppose someone were to come here from another planet, drop into the Arabian desert, and then return home. Could he come to a complete conclusion about the nature of the whole earth? His knowledge would not be complete. Karandar, they have a device that senses water. They say they've had it orbit the moon. They've concluded that the moon has no water and therefore no life. Srila Prabhupada, even if, as on the sun, there is apparently no water, still there are living entities there. How does a cactus grow in the desert apparently without water? Karandar, it gets water from the atmosphere. Srila Prabhupada. Yes, because the atmosphere contains all the elements needed to sustain life, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. In anything material, all these elements are present. For example, in my body, there is water, although you cannot see it. Similarly, you don't see fire in my body, yet my body is warm. Where does this warmth come from? You don't see any fire. Do you see any fire burning in my body? Then where does the warmth come from? What is the answer? The universe and the atom. Srila Prabhupada, all matter is a combination of five gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, and three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Kurandar, according to the Vedic science, material energy begins with the false ego and then develops into the intelligence, and then the mind, then the gross elements, ether, fire, air, and so on. So the same basic ingredients are present in all matter. Is this right? Srila Prabhupada, yes. The creation of the material universe is like the growth of a great banyan tree from a seed. No one can see the tree within the seed, but all the necessary ingredients from the tree are there, including the required intelligence. Actually, everyone's body is a sample universe. Your body and my body are different universes, small universes. Therefore, all eight material elements are present within our bodies, just as they are within the whole universe. Similarly, an insect's body is another universe. Krandar. How about the atom? Srila Prabhupada. The same formula applies. All these constituents are within the atom. Anor Anyan Mahato Mahatyan. Katha Upanishad 1.2.20. This means that whether something is extremely large or infinitesimal, it is still made of the same basic elements. This is true everywhere in the material world. Just as a woman's small watch has all the requisite machinery for its smooth functioning, so an ant has all the necessary brain substance to manage its affairs nicely. How is this possible? To answer this properly, you must minutely examine the brain of tissues of the ant, but this you cannot do. Moreover, there are innumerable insects smaller than the ant. So there must be mechanical arrangement for all this detailed activity, but scientists cannot discover it. Relativity and knowledge. Srila Prabhupada. All living entities possess the required intelligence to execute four principles: eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse, and defense. These four principles exist even in the atom. The only difference in the human being is that he has the extra intelligence with which to understand God. This is the difference. Ahara nidra baya matuni sa cha saman yam etad Pashubir Naranam. Eating, sleeping, sex life, and defense are to be found everywhere. You have seen the trees growing. Wherever there is a knot, the bark does not go this way, it goes that way. Srila Prabhupada gestures to show that a tree's bark grows not over a knot, but around it. The tree has intelligence. Quote, if I go this way, I will be blocked, so I will go that way. End quote. But where are its eyes? How can it see? It has intelligence. That intelligence may not be as good as yours, but it is intelligence. Similarly, a child also has intelligence, though not as developed as his father's. In due course of time, when the child gets a body like that of his father, the child's intelligence will be fully developed and exhibited. Dr. Singh, then, intelligence is relative. Srila Prabhupada, yes, everything is relative. You have your body, your duration of life, and your intelligence, and the ant has his. Both we and the ant live for 100 years, but the length of our 100-year lifespan is relative to our bodies. Even Brahma, the longest living entity in this universe, lives for 100 years. To us, the ant's lifespan may seem only a few days. In the same way, on other planets with atmospheres different from the Earth's, there are life forms suited to those conditions. But the scientists try to view everything according to the relative conditions of planet Earth. This is nonsense. Why are they doing that? If the whole cosmic manifestation follows the law of relativity, how can the scientists say that the conditions of this planet must apply to life on other planets? The Vedas instruct us that knowledge must always be considered in terms of desha kala patra. Desha means, quote, circumstances. Kala means, quote, time, end quote. And patra means, quote, the object, end quote. We must understand everything by taking these three elements into consideration. For example, a fish is living very comfortably in the water, and we are shivering on the shore of the sea. This is because my desha kalapatra and the fish's desha kalapatra are different. But if we conclude that the seagulls will also shiver in the water, that is nonsense. Their desha kalapatra is again different. There are 8,400,000 different species of life in the material cosmic manifestation, and each species must adjust to circumstances differently. Even on this planet, you cannot go live comfortably in Alaska, although it is America. Similarly, the living entities enjoying life in Alaska do not come here. Karandar. Relativity, then, is based on our individual situation. Srila Prabhupada, yes. Therefore, it is said that what is food for one is poison for another. Ramananda Swami. Because scientists cannot survive on the moon, they think no one else can. The 8.6 billion year day. Dr. Singh. The problem with the world is that practically everyone is thinking only in terms of his own circumstances, and that is nonsense. Student. Someone who has never gone out of his village thinks that his village is the whole world. Srila Prabhupada. Yes. The frog is always thinking in terms relative to his well. He has no power to think otherwise. The ocean is great, but he is thinking of the ocean's greatness in terms relative to his own greatness. Similarly, God is great, but we are thinking of God in terms of relative greatness, greatness relative to our own. There are certain insects that are born at night, and they grow, bear offspring, and die all before daybreak. They never see the morning. So if they conclude that there is no morning, that is nonsense. In the same way, as soon as we hear from the Shastras, revealed scriptures, that Brahma's duration of life is equivalent to millions of our years, we do not believe it. We say, quote, how can it be, end quote. But Bhagavad Gita 8.4.17 says, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Ahar Yad Brahmano Vidu. 4,300,000,000 earth years equals Brahma's 12 hours, end quote. Even a leading Indian politician who was known as a great scholar of the Gita could not accept this information. He said it is mental speculation. Such as a rascal. Yet he is passing as an important scholar. This is the problem. Rascals and fools are passing as scholars, scientists, and philosophers, and therefore the whole world is being misguided.